The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What we have just witnessed. You believe it to be true?
I do.
And me. It put a shiver through your spine, no doubt. So, what now? You're sworn to Alfred.
Alfred is nothing compared to the gods. I would suggest. Uhtred, it is our birthright to be called kings.
Heston!
Lord.
The brothers Siegfried and Derek. Is it true what Bjorn says? They're attacking Lunden.
I cannot say for certain, Lord, but that was the plan. To sail upriver and take Lunden, which would now be your city. As King of Mercia.
From Providence, Rhode Island, welcome to The Last Kingdom with Mary and Blake. It's a podcast dedicated to the show The Last Kingdom on Netflix. So sit back, relax, and let's see how England was born.
My name's Blake. I don't trust any man that can just sit in dirt for like an hour. It's weird. I'm out.
I mean, I hear ya.
It's like that guy that can like, you know, just hold his breath for just an obscenely long time.
Exactly. What yeah.
Do you think he had like a little straw
That's
or
what
something?
I was thinking, a straw.
You know, something of that sort.
A reed or something like that.
Yeah.
They, I mean, they made Uhtred wait long enough, so they were like, oh, go bury the old guy.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. All right. Come on, Steve, get in there. Let's go.
Let's do it. Come on, Steve. This is your one job. And then you get to like be retired.
That's what I noticed. It was like, he was just way too shallow. And it, out.
I'm right there with you, man. I don't believe Steve.
I'm out on Steve.
Or Bjorn.
Bjorn, Steve. It, you know his name is Steve. It ain't Bjorn.
His real name.
His real name is Steve. Oh, his stage name is Bjorn.
Yes,
that's the stage name.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome back to, of course, The Last Kingdom with myself and my husband, Blake. We are plowing through the episodes of The Last Kingdom. We were talking about how, timing-wise, we think that by continuing to do one new episode a week, we should be on target for when the new season comes out, season 5. Now, there has not been a release date for season 5 of The Last Kingdom on Netflix, but you can presume that it might be happening maybe later in the winter season, you know, early 2022. So for all reasons right now, we're going to keep checking away and doing a episode a week. We know that many of you have already watched this series and you're rewatching it along with us, or maybe you're tuning in once a week with us as well. We would love to hear who's doing what. We want to thank our friends at jointhenerdclan.com who made this possible. All right, let's get into the show.
Let's do it, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this episode, Marvin, episode 5, we are more than halfway done with season 2. Directed by Jamie Donahue, or if you wanted to pronounce it another different way, it could be Donahue, if you'd like, but it should be Donahue. Jamie Donahue has not directed a whole ton of television.
Okay.
He has obviously directed The Last Kingdom, another show called The Innocents, another show called Endeavor, and for all of you nerds out there, I know you know this show, A Discovery of Witches.
Yes, awesome. All
so,
right.
So that is an episode of television that Jamie Donahue has.
Very cool.
He, in fact, directed the episode three, the premiere of episode of season three of Discovery of Witches.
Okay.
So there you go.
All right.
The writer was once again Chris Bouchard, the showrunner of The Last Kingdom at this point in time. So Chris Bouchard wrote all of season one. I'm not going to tell you all the different stuff that he wrote. You do that on your own
yes,
time.
Yes, exactly.
And he has written about, I think, half of season two so far. So
cool.
That's where we are with that. Marvin, your Shields rating, what are you giving this episode of television?
This one I'm giving a solid 4.8. A great episode.
Wow, okay, yep.
Yeah.
Wow, we are way off.
Okay.
Way off. 100% off.
Good.
Because I'm giving this a 4.1.
That is so low.
And I think that's a generous. I might even go 4.
Okay.
I might.
I mean, I may also just be swayed because my favorite character, Father Bianca, is in love.
I mean, yeah, that's a fair assessment.
All right. So let's delve into why. Let's do your GBGs first, please.
We're doing my GBGs first.
Yeah, why not?
Okay, sure, why not? All right. So my GBG is thus. Let me get to my notes. All right. The good. The intro. The intro to this episode was great. Of course, as we have already stated, I have to say it for the sake of posterity. The CGI in the water effects.
Oh
man.
The boat
not great, Bob.
Into the mist, and then he's going all the boats
Street
are going into London.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just not great. I mean, but that's okay.
That's
the
okay.
Intro to this episode, despite the CGI, was excellent.
Okay.
And it does it. You know what it reminded me of, as a matter of fact? It reminded me quite a bit of How to Train Your Dragon 3.
Oh.
I'm not sure if you nerds have ever watched How to Train Your Dragon. It's about Vikings. And apparently we have a niche. no, but it just shows you the how this.
I liked how Siegfried became Gobber.
True. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. No, but. It shows you how this group, how Team Uhtred, the Uhtred posse,
okay,
has come about in 3 years. And by the way, Mary, you were right.
Bam! Just like that. A winner!
That there was, in fact, a time jump.
A giant time
jump. A big time. 3 years, in fact. Which I think is the natural thing from how that episode four ended. But it shows you how this team has developed. The smiling and the teamwork and
the team, Uhtred's team?
Yeah, the Uhtred posse, that has developed. Citric has become a big part of this. We're also
introducing. The only one whose name I know is Citric.
Well, they get Finn in too. Finn's
the new hot guy.
Yeah, he's the new hot guy.
Okay.
He's the Irish guy. But Citric.
But then they got Mustache Guy, who's been here for a while, but
Clappa.
He looks just like my friend's creepy dad who got arrested for prostitution. I can't watch Clappa seriously. I mean, no joke. I need to pull up a picture of this guy. Not to show everybody else, but continue.
But Citric, he wants to get married. And
so happy for him.
And you know, there is just how this episode was introduced. After how there has been this time jump, it reintroduces you to Uhtred. It shows you in firm confidence that Uhtred is once again the Uhtred we knew prior to him being a slave. And there's this, setting up the context and the map of the world as we know it right now.
Mm-hmm.
The west of the river is England, and east of the river is Daneland and wherever.
Yeah.
And they don't cross. And if you stay on the west side, that's it. And they have to let you know that this is being guarded now by Uhtred of Bevenberg.
Yeah.
And, saving these villagers, and how Uhtred is essentially the Lord Protector. Oh, yeah. That is Clappa. That is Clappa.
Isn't that crazy?
If that guy was bald, it would be Clappa.
It would
Clappa.
Be him. Like, I'm kind of thinking that maybe he made a brief appearance on
The
Last Kingdom.
Oh, that's
so
not
I,
great.
I can't be on the Clappa team. Continue.
So we have that. My bad, though. The stuff with Hild.
Oh.
And I hate to say that, but it's 100.
I love Hild.
I like Hild too. I'm all about Team Hild. But everybody needs a Hild. The problem is this. Yes, we have that 3-year time jump.
But she doesn't acknowledge it. She doesn't say, over the past 3 years, I have been really getting back into my faith, and I feel like I have fought enough and killed enough. Like, you just get this, like, I'm going to put down my
sword and taking off of my armor and everything, and which is fine. It's all good. She put down the butter knife that she cut off the guy's head with. That's all great. All, like, honestly, all good stuff. Mm-hmm. You see that literal transition.
But
there's
but
been...
But the why...
But there's no why.
There's been no
build-up to it. There's no like, sense of sacrifice. There's no sense of what this moment means, not only to Hild, but what that means to her and the team in the Uhtred posse.
And, like, why does she want to make an Abbey? I agree. It's like, all we needed was a 3-minute thing of maybe some people from this town saying, you know, can you teach us more about your faith?
Yeah.
And then her feel like, I have a calling to create, you know, a place of worship or a place of learning about this. So there is no why.
Yep. And the other issue that we have, again,
another issue could just be Uhtred hitting on Hild again.
Well, no, that was more of a sisterly thing, I think.
Yes.
But the other issue that we have too is we saw Hild take that armor, well, the mail, and do the things that she did like 2 episodes ago. There's no, the emotional math for that moment does not add up for me.
I thought that was the premiere of this season.
Stats are for nerds,
maybe
whatever.
It just happened.
No. Last season, no. She cut off the guy's head.
Yeah.
I think it was episode 2.
Okay. All right.
So, like, the emotional math does not add up for that moment.
She seems a little fickle when in actuality, years have gone by.
The great for me in this episode is it feels very lived in, oddly enough. Not with Hild, but it feels like that with the members of... Mm-hmm. The Uhtred posse.
Okay.
All the little cracks, all the little jokes. Yeah. Even when Uhtred was talking with Ethelwald, and he's like, Ethelwald is saying, oh, you know, we're supposed to be kings, and you know, you got to give me time. Let's go meet. And then as Uhtred is walking away, he just gives this grunt, like, ugh. Like, it feels very lived in. The jokes between Finnan and Uhtred. The all of that feels so natural.
Yes.
I'm investing now in relationships.
Cool.
And it's amazing what a 3-year time jump can do. But it, you can also see how that it's a bad thing at the same time. So for you, my darling, what is your GBG?
My good, as much as you may laugh, I'm here for it. Hair in this episode. Uhtred's hair with the little braids
and the
metal bead clasps that are holding it.
No,
and
I'm not laughing
like
at that.
And he's got this dreadlock / beach wave / I didn't try to do this look, but you know it was try. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like he was working on it.
Yeah, like beautiful hair, Uhtred, and his wife Gisela.
Oh yeah,
her side braid, which is like a fishtail that goes into a regular one.
And
I have been lusting after being able to do braids in my hair for so long. For those of you who are podcast listeners and don't follow us on our social media channels, I cut off all my hair and had a pixie haircut to grow in my natural silver streaks.
Yep.
And my hair is finally growing to a length where I can do braids again. And it's so exciting. So I am just here for all the hair. A honorable mention is Drunk Otter.
Oh, yes.
Just like raise a glass to him.
Yep.
My bad in this episode would have been that CGI in the boats.
Yeah.
I didn't love that.
Would have been Hild. Are we going to keep going on this train, or are we just going to forgive it? Because we know what it is.
My hope would be, I think we can give up on this train in this season, but if they haven't fixed their water CGI, seeing as how Vikings travel on boats by the 3rd season, then we're going to continue to have some words. So for this season, we'll let them go. We'll understand that it's not their strong suit.
Yes. They're still developing the know-how.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Correct. And then my great, as I said in the beginning of this episode, I'm just here for all the love. Okay, this was the episode of love. This is, can I get married, please?
Yeah.
Hi, I think I actually want to like leave my job with the church and marry somebody. Here's my question, Father Bjorka.
I don't think he's leaving the job with the church.
Wait, you can get married and be a Father Bjorka?
Yes.
What? I thought this was a rule.
No. That's Catholics.
They're
not Catholic.
Awesome, Father Bianca.
I think. Well, maybe they are Catholic.
When are they? Are they? They're pre-Henry.
Oh yeah, they're very pre-Henry.
I don't know. I don't know how fathers worked in this day and age.
That's a good.
If they were, because I don't see Hild getting married.
Right, that's a call out to the nerd
if
clan.
Hild can't
Nerds,
get married,
let us know.
If Hild can't get married and do all the things, I felt like Father Bianca couldn't. And I felt like that's why he needed to make a big announcement. I haven't seen any of these fathers. We met all these fathers all this time.
That's true.
Carrying around dead people, fathers just meddling in nothing. They all seem single. Okay? So I think they're all married to the church.
No, you're right. I think you might be
and
right
so
on this
to
one.
Me, I'm like, yay, Father Bianca. Yay, Citric. Yay, Ethel Princess A, whatever your name
Ethel
is.
Ethel Fletch.
Yep. Her. My one concern, though, Father Bianca, you need to get a J-O-B. Okay?
Yeah. You know, how are you going to pay for the insurance?
Your wife isn't going to be able to make you many more dinners if you don't have money. So
listen, those dogs got to eat.
Right? So I was...
Kibble ain't cheap.
So I'm just here for all the love.
Oh, fair enough. And that was your great? That was your good and your bad
that
and your great?
That was my great.
All right, fair enough. All right.
And I liked Uhtred and his wife's love. I think that it was very... lived in,
let's,
like you said.
Yes, thank you. Let's just start right there.
Okay.
I am on the Gisela train. I mean, just here we go. I am in.
Her just sitting down, whether it's Ethelwald, who thinks he's king,
mm-hmm.
and Alfred, who is king, and just kind of just talking to them both as a woman. You know what I mean? And that's
yeah.
what's cool in this show is that I don't know... Like, yes, women are still seen as property and, you know, brides to be kind of wed off. And yet, both the queen and Gisela, that's her name?
Gisela,
whatever.
Stats of the nerds.
they speak their minds, and they speak their minds freely with men frequently.
Yes. Gisela has 0.0 problem with letting her opinion be known. And not only with just Uhtred, by the way, loved that. It feels like a real marriage. It feels like when she says, Uhtred, I need to speak to you privately, and you're going to let Citric get married,
yeah.
and you're not going to bust this woman's balls.
Yeah.
You're going to do the right thing. And when,
here's why.
And when they're on the horses and Citric comes up and he's like, hey, Lord, I was checking in.
I was wondering.
I was just seeing. And, you know, Uhtred is just, you know, ignoring him. And she says, yeah. you're going to answer him?
Yep.
You're going to let him know.
And let him know. Yes, you can get married.
And then again, the humor in this show keeps showing up.
Mm-hmm.
Uhtred does this thing where he's like, you're not going to give her any more silver, no more armor, it's nothing. And then he looks at Gisela, he's like, I don't know, what do you want me to do?
How was I supposed to react?
Yeah.
Like, I'm his lord. I feel like I have to be like, but here's the stipulation.
I know, right? Right. I am on Gisela's train. I thought I was Team Isolde. I was. I still am. Still am. But I'm on the Gisela train. And as a matter of fact, I'm the conductor.
Okay, so
all of you?
So that means you're not in the Isolde train at all, buddy.
All of you?
As a conductor.
Get on board.
You can't be on two trains at once.
Well, no. Just,
no,
I'm
no.
not saying I'm on both.
You did.
No. I said I was on Team Isolde, but I'm on the Gisela train. There's a big difference.
Whatever.
There's
okay,
a big
you're
difference.
You're just as fickle as Uhtred. You're like, are you hot? Girl.
That's not true.
Are you hot?
I feel like the guy from the Hair Club
said,
for Men.
You said the way that she looked at Uhtred.
Oh, hottest thing. Oh, one of the hottest things I've ever seen.
Exactly. You just proved my point. Let's move on.
No, just I'm the conductor. That's it. It's okay.
Choo-choo
your cousin
for you.
From Boston.
Let's move on.
But you're right, Mary. That relationship
right.
is lived in. It feels natural.
Always right.
And that's also part of the intro, too. Just these little comments, these little jabs that are just, oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right. And you know what, ladies and gentlemen? She's not lying. Not lying. Even the idea that they've been married for 3 years now and she's happy in her marriage and that little back and forth between she and Otto, Otto's like, you know, the purpose of a marriage is not to be happy. And she considers herself lucky.
Mm-hmm.
And then here's your son. Oh, my son. Yay. I've been feeding you too much. And then don't forget your daughter. She's
yeah.
here too. Like, Gisela don't take crap from nobody.
Nope.
And she makes sure that her stuff.
Who run the world.
Yeah.
Girls.
Absolutely. So
she co-penned that with Beyonce.
She was the original version of it. Beyonce just added a few good touches. Yeah. She and Brita. Who do you like better, Brita or Gisela?
They wrote the Danish version. Yeah, 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 girls.
Oh, man, Mary.
They did.
Who do you like better, Brita or Gisela?
Gisela.
Yeah, I think, again, conductor. I'm the conductor. I'm in.
I just find that Gisela is a bit more, she seems a little.
She's more put together.
Yeah. Brita, like you don't want to have. Brita is someone you don't want to have at Thanksgiving dinner in 2021.
No,
like you know she's gonna have like her little cue cards of all controversial topics, all of them,
and
just to see how you react. And I love me some Brita, but if I had to hang out, it'd be Gisela.
You know what? Brita is the girl that tells you that she's the boss, and that's the bad thing because if you have to tell somebody you are the boss, then you ain't the boss. Gisela is the one that does things, and you just know that she's in charge.
Okay. I wouldn't agree, but I can appreciate your point.
See what I'm saying? I don't know. I feel like she's... Again, it always goes back to The Godfather. I feel like she's Michael Corleone.
I feel like Gisela is someone who would inspire you to be a greater version of yourself because she's there and she finds your... She finds your strengths and helps you see them, whereas Brita inspires you because she's great and you want to be like
her. Fair enough. All right, so there is...
a lot of things happening.
A lot happening.
Let's just talk about the politics of England first.
Okay, so...
Because that's the most boring part of this show. Freaking Alfred.
Well...
Schnooze fest. Well, and now his wife's crabby again. Please step away from my husband. Like, I'm sorry. Are you not getting enough action in the bedroom again? 3 years ago, you were wicked nice.
You were talking. You were
3 years ago
doing rumpy pumpy, talking about world building.
You were jumping in his bed, hanging on out, happy as can be, nice to Uhtred. Not like what bee got in your bonnet?
The problem.
No, that's a different thing.
The problem with the Alfred aspect of the show is. His relationship with Uhtred is fascinating.
I think his relationship with Uhtred is toxic.
And that's why it's fascinating.
Oh my gosh. Like, get out, Uhtred. Get out. Talk about an unhealthy cycle.
And you can see that Uhtred is, like, he's fighting this inner urge to take his destiny, because that is his destiny. He's hearing all these things.
I mean, destiny is all.
Destiny is all. And you don't want him to listen to Ethelwald. You don't want him to. But you see it, and that's why it's fascinating, because...
Ethelwald needs a customizable skincare regime. Okay, if you want to be king, honey, we need to do a little, like, Princess Diaries makeover.
But go to minutewithmary.com yes. to get your Princess Diaries makeover. Yes. And that is something, as a viewer, we get to watch with that, not necessarily dramatic irony, but just knowing, like, oh, Uhtred, don't be a dumbass, like, come on.
I don't think he's being a dumbass.
Yes, he is.
Why?
Going over and
checking things out?
No. That's okay. But you see him at the end of this episode. It's a cliffhanger. But you see him like talking with all of his guys. Do you believe this? Do you believe this?
I think he's saying that because he doesn't believe it. And I think Citric's going to come and be like, guess what? It was a joke. Because let's remember Uhtred. Okay, I'm giving Uhtred a moment. But this is all I could think. Uhtred knows these games. He knows how Dane's minds work. He just wore a skull on his face a couple episodes ago, being like, I'm from the dead. Look at all my leper warriors. Like, here we go. So when I saw Uhtred asking that, Uhtred wants it to be real. Uhtred wants to hear this. Like, Uhtred has been pegged down so much.
Well, that's
and he
what I'm
knows
saying.
He's a warrior. So he kind of is sitting there being, I see it as Uhtred is a smart guy who's played this game on Danes before, who probably could sit back and be like, maybe he had a reed straw and was just buried. But yet he asks his friends, and his friends were like, that looked totally awesome. Yeah, that definitely happened. But Citric's going to come and be like, man.
Is he going to make it in time, though? That's the question.
Time for what?
I don't know. Before the decisions are made.
He's just in the backyard. Citric's fast.
He is fast. He looks fast.
He sure does.
He's a fit man.
I am worried that Citric will die. I told you this.
Is this a early destined to be theory of the week?
Yeah.
Mock me.
Oh, no. Wrong one, Blake. That was
gets the yes from Uhtred, being like, yes, you can marry and you can have babies and all this kind of stuff. My fear is that Citric, on his way to trying to tell Uhtred that the guy in the dirt was fake, will be killed.
Yeah.
Because they'll be like, no.
It does feel that way. Mm-hmm. The whole build up with the wife and everything. It does feel like they've built up this moment for Citric to get what he wants, only to rip it away and then have him killed.
Yeah.
And perhaps that's what sets everything off for the rest of this season.
Mm-hmm.
Feels that way.
Yeah.
But I don't think they're going to go the Halleck route with Citric. I think they've brought in this character not to just kill him like this. I don't see it. The Uhtred posse, I think, has got to stick around for a while.
I mean, they've already been around for 3 years.
Yeah, but in terms of the show itself.
Okay. Well, we've already been with Citric for a while. Citric's had a lot of airtime. I actually know his name. Okay. At that point, they generally die. But okay. Well, moving on. I saw it as Uhtred is sitting there and his brain is saying, I have played tricks like this. I'm trying to figure out the David Copperfield kind of route of this, of how this just happened.
Yeah.
But also the ambiance. I mean, we've all been to those spooky haunted houses, the haunted cornfields. And when you've got the proper audience, you know that it's just some creepy guy who likes to dress up and hold a pretend chainsaw. You know it's not real.
Right.
But in the moment, when you've got those torches and this is a Christian burial ground, exactly, that's why, you know, he's probably crabby, and they kill somebody right beforehand.
So I'm gonna give you an early destined to be theory of the week too.
Okay.
All right, all of this obviously, clearly, is a major long con from Eric and Siegfried. They are the ones who are putting all of this together. But Ethelwald, in my opinion, is in on it.
He is on team Siegfried and Eric?
Yes.
And he wants Uhtred in trouble?
Yes. I think he wants Uhtred out of the way, and he wants Alfred out of the way. And he thinks, I don't care if it's Eric and Siegfried or whatever. I'm the king of Wessex. I'm supposed to be the king. Who cares if Eric and Siegfried are doing whatever they are going to do in London? We'll figure that out in a couple of years. But in the meantime, this is one giant play from
Ethelwald,
Eric, and Siegfried. And they need Ethelwald to get to Uhtred.
The question that I had raised earlier and Blake forgot is, did Alfred ask Uhtred to kill Siegfried and Eric, or did he say just get rid of them? Because obviously Uhtred, you know, cuts off Siegfried's hand and says, I want you to, he pretty much gives him Scar. He gives the Scar treatment, not Scar the uncle that we nicknamed in the show. I mean, Scar from legitimately The Lion King.
Yeah.
You know, go leave and never return.
Yes,
you know?
Right. So in the recap of the episode, Uhtred said that he was ordered by Alfred to go kill Eric and Siegfried.
Oh, shoot.
So this is a problem.
This is essentially Guthrum. Whatever. The brother
of... Oh, no. Guthred.
Yeah, that guy. The, like, Guthred, stupid king.
Yeah, stupid king.
This is essentially him. When he told Uhtred's uncle,
Scar,
I'm going to kill Uhtred, but really he just put him off in slavery.
Right.
Now Uhtred was told by Alfred, you need to kill Eric and Siegfried, which if Alfred hasn't found out that Eric and Siegfried are still alive by now.
I don't know how he hasn't found that out yet. If he
what
hasn't.
What kind of a king are you, man?
Like I feel you got attention on all these little details. You're doing things. You're reading so many manuscripts that you got ink on your hands.
Yeah. How has nobody told you that Eric and Siegfried are still alive?
Right, but let's just go along for the sake of the fact that...
That he's okay with them being alive?
Well, no, that he doesn't know. Let's just Let's just say that he doesn't. I don't know how he doesn't, but let's just say that he doesn't.
Okay.
This is a big time problem, because...
Well, they're in London now.
Yeah, and that's the bad news bears. I mean, again, that is just, you know...
Not great, Bob!
But... Now, Alfred already distrusts Uhtred as it is.
Mm-hmm.
Now what happens when he finds out Eric and Siegfried are alive? And not only are they alive, they've just taken out London. And they're going to take out King Æthelstan, who was Guthrum.
Is he in London?
No, he is in... God, that name, Bamflort.
Yeah, I don't know where anything is. I know that two characters in this show, this episode, did try to help us know where things are related, but I don't understand. I just picture, I mean, it's not that big, so I just picture that they're all kind of near each other. Because let's be real, Alfred goes and visits Uhtred,
yeah. And
it didn't seem like it was that long of a ride. Alfred gets kind of weak because mopey when he travels too much. Kind of seemed like it's a weekend trip.
Because Cookham is in Wessex.
Oh, okay, good. So it's not that long.
Yeah, Cookham is in Wessex. It's like Cookham is like a suburb of Winchester.
So he just showed up for dinner.
Yeah, he showed up. Okay. Hey, how are you? Yes. And then he had some broth.
Yep.
Maybe a beer. And he left.
Okay.
You know, mm-hmm. Whereas Otta, you know, took out half of, you know, the... half of the beer in the entire town.
Bless his heart.
Also some great subtext too, by the way, speaking of beers,
mm-hmm.
When Uhtred and Finan and everybody are about to drink the...
In the Daneland area.
And they go visit and mm-hmm. they're offered the ale. Uhtred looks at it, smells it, it's like, yeah, no, I'm all set. Same thing for Finan. Maybe Finan doesn't like it because he doesn't like it, or maybe he sees Uhtred not drink it, and you don't see anybody from the Uhtred posse drink at all except for Ethelwald.
Correct.
Why do you think that is the case?
I think that they just are connoisseurs of good ale. I mean, we heard Gisela say, you are lucky we have some fresh, beautiful, yummy ale. So I just think they're ale snobs. You know what I mean?
Fair enough.
It's like they like to go to the microbreweries and like do flights here or there.
Yeah.
And then someone offers them like a Michelob Ultra. Yeah. They're like, this really isn't worth the carbs.
Are they an IPA guys? Or do you think they're like... They're like dark amber guys, maybe even like a stout, if you will.
I think it depends upon the season.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
See, I see Uhtred as a stout man.
That's because you're a stout man.
But Finan is an IPA pale ale guy.
Okay.
Maybe occasionally he'll dab into like a Bud Light, you know, when he's really slumming it.
Okay.
And Ethelwald, I mean, he's drinking Keystones. He's drinking Keystones by the mile.
He's drinking anything.
Yeah.
He's drinking root beer, if people say it's called beer.
He's drinking tub beer. That's what he's drinking. I just find that an interesting thing.
That
they didn't drink at all. And part of me thinks, do they think it's, you know, laced
poison?
With something?
Yeah.
Is it poisonous? Is it...
Are there trippy things in there? So you think you're going to see a dead guy?
Do they want to just be clear of mind for this entire endeavor?
I think that they wanted us as the viewers to think that they were clear of mind. We got to see Otter be drunk. And they acknowledge, like, you have had a lot to drink. So I think they wanted us as the viewers to know this was not because they were under the influence of anything.
Yeah. I think I agree with you on this one. So let's just talk about, the overall... stuff that's going on here, because not only do we have the whole Eric and Siegfried going to take out London, we have,
I mean, good for them,
Ethelred coming into the picture.
Who's that? The prince
of poop. Who's getting married.
Okay.
he is supposed to be the new leader of Mercia.
He was doing that creepy stuff with his rat friend, and they were like, yeah, it's great for us. We're just going to take over all of it.
Ethelred is already bad news. You can feel it. You already know it.
He doesn't even open his mouth.
And it's already prescribed because you can see Ethel fled, the princess, being like, I'm already fond of him, blah, 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 blah.
And her mom's like, you saw him once.
And it was like a year ago. Girl, chill out. And he reminds me of Hans. Hans from Frozen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ooh, yes.
He is Prince Hans. That's what I'm going to call him from now on.
It's too bad nobody loves you.
Oh. He is definitely Prince Hans. Okay. This guy, Ethelred, bad news. Mm-hmm. Already from the jump. And you can see how that is going to cause a problem between Uhtred, Ethelfled, Alfred, all of them. Mm-hmm. Going to be bad news. And that it's not a coincidence that Ethelred and his buddy talk about where Mercy is located.
I know. That was one of the two times.
He's right in the middle. And if he's right in the middle, he's the one who's in control.
Or so he thinks.
Well, so he thinks. Until Uhtred goes in and does something.
Dominates with that beautiful hair.
I just...
Okay, so what do we think was up with the old guy? So they killed this poor guy.
Oh, wait. Hold on.
Would you know what was interesting?
Hold on.
What?
Ethelred is in it with Eric and Siegfried.
I'm down. Is, if that's true, Ethelwald's not, and he's just another pawn.
He's just dumb.
Because they were like, we'll just tell him he gets the crown. He loves Uhtred. We'll just tell him he and Uhtred get a crown.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, you guys get it. Yeah. You guys, we'll serve you. Sure. No problem.
But you're right. The prince, the greedy prince. I'm just calling. He's not actually
Hans.
A prince.
He's Hans. Yeah. Prince Hans.
But not everybody knows about Hans from Frozen.
Well, Frozen made over $1 billion. I feel like people know who Prince Hans is.
Okay.
I think he's in on it.
I dig that.
I think he's in on it.
I really dig that.
Because if he's going to be the leader of Mercia, and Eric and Siegfried are taking over London.
Yeah.
Oh, and London is in Mercia.
I like this.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Okay.
That's what. So we have that going on.
Okay.
Then we have everything that's happening with Alfred. And he is trying to say, listen.
I'm so bored with Alfred and his wife.
Yeah, Mercia, at least she lost the fake beard.
Who lost a fake beard?
The ponytail beard. At least she lost that. I'm in on that.
But she's crabby again.
And they're going to marry off the daughter to Prince Hans.
I was trying to talk about the guy in the dirt.
What about the guy in the dirt?
I wanted to go and talk about that a little bit.
Oh, what? Go. Yeah, no, go. Sorry. Yeah, no. There's just a lot.
I found it interesting. So Alfred, you know, talks to Uhtred and he says, oh, I heard you killed a guy. And he was like, yeah, he was a thief three times over. Mm-hmm. So he deserved to die. That's the Dane way of doing it.
Yes.
And then here, when they're trying to call Bjorn, the guy is a thief two times over.
Yes.
And Uhtred even says, like, well, what did he do? Well, what did he steal for? You know, and like, what is Uhtred going to say? Like, sorry, guys, you can't sacrifice him, so you can't bring Bjorn back. I also thought it was interesting. There was a stone circle on the way into the complex with like a little sacrificial kind of table area too. And the guy that greets them, in case those of you don't remember, he's the Dane that Uhtred saved.
Correct.
When
Heston is his name.
When the priests were starting the
revolt. In Efrawich. Yeah. Uhtred is the one who freed him.
Yeah.
That's why I think all of this is just one giant bad news play.
Because he was Siegfried and Eric's guy.
That was his boy.
Yes.
That was his boy. This is all one giant bad news play. Another thing that I just thought of too, Finan, when the king was walking into Finan is
hot guy.
Irish guy. Yeah. King is walking into Cookham, where
who's the king?
King Alfred.
Okay.
Walking into Cookham.
Too many kids. I need their names.
And he's busting balls about how many priests.
Who busts?
Finan.
Okay. Finan is busting.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's busting.
You use pronouns way too frequently, so. Okay, so Finan is busting on how many priests King Alfred has.
Yes, and he looks at the priests and he mockingly does the sign of the cross. Like, yeah, okay, yeah, sure.
But
when Bjorn comes out of that dirt, you see Finan you couldn't make a cross fast enough.
He was like, this is some creepy stuff.
What is happening here?
You know what I did like? When Bjorn came out of the dirt, he only spoke to Uhtred. He wasn't like, and the King of Wessex is here as well.
Yeah, sure.
Ethelwald was right next to Uhtred. Yeah. And so he wasn't saying like, hi, I'm going to regurgitate the entire prophecy again.
Right. He was focused just on Uhtred. And Ethelwald was just...
So I don't think Ethelwald's on the grand scheme. I think he is a pawn.
Yeah, he's out. He's out. You're right. I agree with you. The priest that showed up next to
Father Bjarke. The horny priest.
Horny priest. Mm-hmm. Is he a log carrier or is he somebody that's going to be a thing?
I don't think he's going to be a thing for more than one episode.
You're probably
right.
But
he's supposed to be giving what note to who?
The note to Æthelstan, who is Guthrum.
Okay. Old Guthrum.
Yeah. He was going to give him the note to be like, handle all these people that have been raiding.
Okay.
And see, that's part of the plot here.
Yes.
Æthelstan's like
warriors.
But he said
he has the note next to his
ball sack, yeah.
What? How do you tuck it? And how do you make sure it stays put?
It's going to get sweaty. Tell you what.
Stinky.
Stinky. That ink is going to run.
So, it's basically Gandalf. Is it secret? Is it safe? Yep.
Yep. I got you.
I bet I found the best spot. He just put him right between the Franken beans.
Yeah. Franken beans.
Oh my goodness.
So and this is why I'm giving this episode a 4-1. Maybe even a 4. Yeah, I'm officially demoting it to a 4. Okay? Official.
Because it's too much?
Too much.
This was like one of those soups where you're like, I don't even know what the lead flavor is supposed to be.
You know what this is? This is seafood chowder. It's seafood chowder.
Yeah.
You don't want seafood. Don't ever eat seafood chowder.
You can if it's your thing.
No, but no, it ain't your thing. If it is your thing, you're wrong.
You're missing out.
You're wrong.
You're missing out on lobster bisque, on clam
You get
chowder,
the
one
name.
One of the three varieties.
You get the name. What is it? Is it clam? Okay. Is it lobster? Sure.
Is it scallop?
Scallop? Whatevs.
Don't want anything.
Is it oysters? Okay. If someone comes up to you and says, hey, have the seafood chowder. No.
That's
no.
called leftovers.
That's called, I have a whole bunch of crap in this bin, and I'm just going to cut it up, together. And it's just whatever.
Yep.
No. This episode is seafood chowder. And the problem with seafood chowder is that... maybe in the beginning of the season, you can get away with it. Maybe. Because some of the seafood's still fresh and you figure it all out or whatever. But when you're halfway through the season, you're throwing too much stuff at me. You're in the midpoint of your season. You've built up an entire season's worth of story and you finished it. And then you said, it's another season premiere, essentially.
No. Well, that's how we felt. We felt like last episode was like a season finale.
Yes.
So I think it makes sense.
And it's just too much to do. Sorry, Mary, our mic here is just not working
Thank
for
you.
Mary. I gotcha. It's just too much to do, too much to take care of, too much to introduce for all of these characters. The only thing that grounds it is what actually worked, which was the relationships that feel lived in. That's the only reason why I'm giving this episode a 4.
I enjoyed this
Otherwise,
episode.
Too much plot. Too many things happening.
Loved all the love.
The fact that like
love dead guys.
This prophecy just comes out of nowhere.
I love it.
I'm out on
Here
it.
For it.
I'm out.
It's what Deans do.
I don't want this prophecy just
Bippity
happening.
Bippity boppity boo.
It's just hey, let's just throw this in the seafood chowder and let's
I'm
just
here for it.
Hey, and here's some halibut that I found.
It's called Hilt. It's not like halibut. Okay, let's go. Let's
All
land
right,
the plane.
Yeah, let's land the plane on this one. Okay, fair enough. Here it is.
Land the plane, Helen.
Yeah, that's it. You got anything else you want to say about this episode?
No.
I agree. Since we've already given you 3 Destined to Be Theory of the Weeks, we're not going to give you one now. And there is no listener feedback, so we're all set for that right now.
Okay.
Let's close this bad boy out, shall we?
Okay. Incredibly much for tuning in to this, The Last Kingdom, with myself and Blake. I do want to remind you that this podcast is partially sponsored through MinuteWithMary.com. You can head to MinuteWithMary.com/discount to get a mascara at an additional 15% off. I'm your one-stop shop for all things beauty and makeup. So if you are in the need for anything that you put on your face, skincare or makeup, I want to be your makeup girl. I'm already your podcast girl. I'd love to help you with your makeup. So feel free just to search that hashtag Minute with Mary. Send me a message and say, hey, I have some questions about makeup. I'd love to help you out. And we also want to take a moment to thank our friends at jointhenerdclan.com who have made this and all of our podcasts possible. We are doing a pledge drive right now to see if we can get up to 1,000 members at jointhenerdclan.com so that we can get new computer equipment, as ours is failing. As you can hear, my microphone is failing as well.
Our whole studio is failing.
Yeah, it's just, it's all reached this point where we're like, oh no. So if you're not a member yet, please do. For as little as $2 a month, you can become a member at jointhenerdclan.com.
And of course, go to maryandblake.com for all of the great other podcasts that we have going on there, whether it is Outlander Cast or This Is Us 2, or, by the way, This Is Us Season 6 just started filming 2 days ago. Very happy about that. Or if you want to listen to the MCU Diaries, there we have coverage of The Handmaid's Tale. It is a blog, and it's called The Handmaid's Diary, so check that out as well. And just to reiterate, yes, please do go to jointhenerdclan.com. And if you feel like we add value to your experience with The Last Kingdom, you have a little fun here having talking about why this episode was seafood chowder, please do give us a rating and written review on whatever app that you choose to listen to this episode on, whether it is Apple Podcasts or if you want to send us a review on Facebook, you can do that as well. Just go to the Mary and Blake page. And if you do want to send us some listener feedback about this episode or any other episodes that you've talked about or that we have talked about, please get in touch with us on any of the social media platforms, whether it is Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, or you can email us at maryandblakemedia@gmail.com.
On that note, my name is Mary.
If you're listening to this on the podcast app, you did not get a chance to see how beautiful that moment was. My name is Blake.
Destiny is all.